I had a call from an anonymous caller who couldn't stay on, who's in a emotionally abusive marriage and wanted to know if she's required to stay in that marriage. Well, the church does provide for a legal separation for someone who might need that, but there's no way for me to be able to tell you if you need that or not, if that's what God's calling you to do. It may be rather to stay and to work to change this situation, much like St. Monica was able to convert her husband and her mother-in-law and others in her family. It might be that you're to be, as St. Paul talks about in both 1st and 2nd Corinthians, about the non-believer, the believer being able to convert the non-believer in his or her house. Perhaps that's it. I just don't know. This is where good counseling from a pastor or a spiritual director or a professional counselor could help. But even if you separate physically because of the abuse, you would still be married to the man in this case. And that would continue. You would just be living your marriage commitment in a different way, perhaps even at different addresses, but you would still be married to each other, and you still have the duties of marriage to one another. But you'd be living separately because of his emotional abuse. Now, if it's physical abuse, I would tell you to get separated immediately and to call the police on a physically abusive husband or father. The best thing you can do for such a person is to have them face the enormity of the wickedness they are doing. And the worst thing that can happen is for an abuser, physical abuser, to get away with it, because it just confirms him in his abusive ways. But for an emotionally abusive situation, this is where marriage counseling, but that may be a step that can be done. But first, I would seek personal guidance on what you're supposed to do from someone who knows more of the situation, you can relate more of the situation, and can give you that practical advice of what the next step for you, and you can prayerfully together discern the next step for you in your marital journey. But again, whatever happens, you'll be still married to that person in the eyes of God and have that responsibility of carrying out your end of the marital commitment. So I hope that helps some, but do please go to see a pastoral counselor, a marital counselor, someone that can help you make that discernment. I hope that helps.